KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And at 7:06, we have dense fog here in Atlantic, about a half mile visibility outside of our studios. We have 29 degrees, and we look for areas of dense fog to continue through mid-morning, or at least through about 9 o'clock, and then partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and a high around 56. There is patchy fog, as we mentioned, that has developed and will persist through the remaining of the morning hours. Visibility has been reduced to under 1 mile in most locations, and in a few cases, under a quarter of a mile. If you're traveling this morning, slow down. Use your low-beam headlights or fog lights if you have them, and allow extra spaces between vehicles. The conditions are expected to improve slowly after sunrise. There's also a freeze warning that continues until 9 a.m. for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, and Adair counties, and until 10 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties. A freeze warning remains in effect. There is a frost advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Dallas, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and until 10 a.m. for Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. If you haven't covered up your sensitive vegetation and plants and protected your pipes outside, it's probably going to be too late to do so right now as temperatures have dropped below freezing, but you still have a chance to take precautions throughout the weekend. In the news this morning, in an update to our earlier report on the death of a student with the Tri-Center High School District, the Harrison County Sheriff's Office on Thursday said 17-year-old Seth Pauley of Persia died at the scene of the single vehicle accident that happened around 8 a.m. Wednesday southeast of Persia. Authorities say the teen was driving a 2005 Dodge Ram 2500 quad cab pickup westbound on 315th near Winston Avenue. When the vehicle went out of control, it was traveling downhill toward the T intersection with Winston Avenue. The pickup began swerving back and forth, leaving visible tire marks within the gravel on the road. The pickup eventually rolled over and entered the south ditch off of 315th Street just west of Winston Avenue. Seth Pauley was ejected from the vehicle, which came to rest on its wheels, pinning Pauley underneath the rear axle. He was extricated from beneath the vehicle and found to be unresponsive with no pulse. Life-saving measures were taken on the scene without success. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Shelby County Sheriff's deputies, Shelby County Rescue, Persia Rescue, Medevac, Minden Rescue, LifeNet Helicopter, and the Harrison County Medical Examiner's Office. Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation has been putting new signs up at intersections and interchanges on the state's highways to try and prevent more people from going the wrong way. DOT traffic safety engineer Willie Sorensen says it started with a study along Highway 30 near Ames around 10 years ago and then expanded with the gathering of lots of information.
So we kind of have started from nothing and grew a statewide database. And we ranked all 467 interchanges that we have in Iowa.
They started with an intersection ranking guide from the University of Auburn that used crashes, volume of traffic, proximity to liquor stores, and the type of interchange. And then he says they added 911 wrong-way calls during the day that didn't involve a crash.
If you can measure the people who are going the wrong way during the daytime, it'll help us find the hot spots of where they're going at nighttime.
Sorensen also included GPS navigation in his data, as some drivers follow them to the word.
I've actually documented a couple locations that it'll say, you know, turn right in 1,000 feet. Well, some drivers don't necessarily know the difference between 500 feet and 1,000 feet. And if that ramp is at 500 feet, you know, they may turn down the ramp the wrong way. So there's a component of that.
He says around 90% of people realize they're going the wrong way and turn around within 500 to 1,000 feet of making their mistake.
We put out 62 cameras that actually have the ability to kind of detect a wrong way driver and then record it and send us an alert to say document it, or, you know, say, hey, it happened. And so it has helped us be able to come up with some better numbers and see if the treatments that we did work. Because if they didn't work and we still have wrong way drivers, we need to do something else.
He says the signs go along with pavement markings that are designed to make it very clear you're going the wrong way.
They're really not new signs for the most part, but they are larger than what we normally do, or what we had done in the past anyway. And they are strategically placed, you know, just where they are. And then the third big thing is really where are they aimed are the three big, most noticeable items with this new signing package, we call it.
The intersections on Highway 30, where you cross two lanes to get to the lanes on the other side, going the opposite direction, were some of the problem areas. Sorensen said these grade-level crossings on other sections of the highway also got new signage.
The Iowa 60 corridor, way up in northwest Iowa from Sioux City, the diagonal is one corridor, and then Highway 30 is in that grade, and then Highway 163, from in the Des Moines area on the east side of Des Moines, is we did some signage enhancements there.
He says they'll go beyond the signs if they find wrong-way drivers are still an issue. At one Highway 30 intersection, they put in an acceleration lane.
You know, we did all kinds of signing, but there were still people that were going the wrong way, so we kind of changed the environment. We built this acceleration lane. We did that last year, and off the top of my head, I think we have not had a wrong-way driver since then on that one. And we were averaging about one a month or one every 2 months. And so that were, you know, I think that worked.
Sorensen says they'll be around 50% complete in getting the new wrong-way markings and signs in by Thanksgiving. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.